The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
You have a game where it might not go quite the way you wanted to. Do you approach the next week any differently in terms of preparation?
No. I only know one way to prepare, and that's watching as much film as you can, and especially in your first 2 days on Monday and Tuesday. And obviously you go back and look at yourself from the week before and look at some tendencies or some things you might be giving away, but you don't have time to spend any more time, and you definitely don't have an excuse or a reason to spend less time. So during the week and during the season, it's a grind. Every week is preparation wise understanding formations, personnel groups, protections, aside from trying to figure out what the defense is going to try to do to you.
As you look back over the last couple of weeks, are there things you've identified, common threads in your game, like this is what I have to do to avoid interceptions, to play better, to get back to where the first couple of weeks were like?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing is not taking a chance on jump balls one-on-one. We haven't had success doing that, obviously. But really just staying within the system, staying within myself, going through my reads, taking what the defense has given me, and not, especially with the way our defense has been playing, not trying to do too much or not trying to make too much out of one play. Sometimes it is best to throw a check down or take a sack or throw an incomplete ball and let Zasadil punt it down there and let our punt coverage team go down to make a play and, force the opposing team to go 80, 85 yards for a touchdown.
You identified any reason you felt like you were getting out of that plan
last week? No, you want to be successful. You want to move the ball. You want to score touchdowns. You don't want to do that. It's not natural. But sometimes, depending on the team you're on and the group you have on the other side of the ball, sometimes that's the best thing for you.
You called earlier. You told us that this was the most challenging offense. Are you in a position now where you can just react and run the offense, or is it still a work in progress?
It's always a work in progress. There's no doubt about that. We tweak things each week. We try to get guys in certain different positions to make different plays on certain defenders. So it's always a work in progress, and we're all still trying to get better at it each day, still trying to learn on off days and get prepared for game plan days like today. So it's always a work in progress.
How does it compare to past offenses you've been to in terms of difficulty to master?
Every offense is different. It's hard to judge it or compare it. But it's different than something I've been in. But you can see at times how great it can be, and when we are all clicking on the same page, and there's 11 guys doing everything the right way. It can be awesome, and that's what we're working at every day.
The offense seemed to be working in St. Louis, but it's kind of gone down every week since. Can you pinpoint one or two things as to why that's happened?
Each week, it presents a different challenge. I feel like one thing is we've played better defenses as the season's gone on, especially last week, as we talked about that front group that Carolina has. They can throw a wrench in your game plan and your success. But it's not the way we want. We expect better of ourselves. It's demanded of us from our coaches. It's demanded of us from each other. So it's just something we got to continue to work at and get better at.
How difficult is this week to get things going, considering where you're going?
It's a very good defense. Obviously it's a very good team, and they won the division, obviously, but, they've been down some guys and had different guys rotating in, and their backups are very good football players. I mean, you lose Patrick Willis, and there's a guy in there that's been playing for him that's played phenomenally. You lose your best pass rusher, a guy that went for the sack record, and they had a rookie come in. He's rushed the passer very well. He's dropped into coverage well at times. It's just a very good, personnel-wise, it's a very good defense, and they scheme you very good. They play different coverages. They play teams different each week. We're going to see something different than we've seen on film for the past 5 weeks. So it's a great combination of coaching and scheming and combining that with really, really good players.